Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Just a couple of days ago, we were talking about institutional funds and how they're moving into crypto assets. Today, I shine the spotlight on Trade Together. They invest in the crypto, DeFi and NFT space, giving accredited investors access to a curated basket of crypto assets managed 24/7. So think a robo-advisory for crypto assets. Trade Together is a young startup. They started back in August 2021, and the Singapore-based digital asset management company recently received an MAS exemption, allowing it to manage funds investing in cryptocurrencies. Full disclosure, I met them when I spoke to them as co-exhibitors of this year's Singapore FinTech Festival. They struck me as really passionate about what they're doing, so I invited them on. They're looking to establish a footprint in high net worth and institutional segments and have received pre-seed funding of $500,000. By the way, institutional investors currently own 7.7% of circulating Bitcoin. And in a couple of days, we're going to be talking about another Bitcoin trust that has opened up here in Singapore. But today we focus on future plans for Trade Together. They're looking to release a mobile app and expanding regionally. In fact, they say they're looking to expand into Europe in 2022. So let's meet the former friends turned co-founders of Trade Together, Jeff Ira, Chief Executive Officer, and Jordan, Co-Chief Strategy Officer, joining me live. Jeff and Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having us.
How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning to you as well, Michelle.
Good to speak with you both. Now, first up, let's help our listeners understand what Trade Together offers investors as jargon-free as possible, guys.
How jargon-free is possible? So basically, what do we do? Trade Together offers a simple investment access to the crypto market based on your goal and profile type. So at the start of each investor's journey, we will run a systematic profiling analysis to understand your risk appetite for each of the investors that we are dealing with. So we help, basically, users to get exposure to profitable blockchain opportunities by simply depositing fiat to our platform, and we do the rest for them.
All right. So, you know, often we hear that one of the difficulties of investing in crypto is the friction getting fiat into the system. The deposits to you can come through bank transfers. Is that how it works?
Absolutely, Michelle. That's as simple as that.
All right. So how is Trade Together different from what mutual funds offer investors?
Mutual funds in general, Michelle, are generally offering exposure to the biggest assets such as Bitcoin and maybe soon Ethereum, which is what we call with Jordan a maximalist approach. Mm-hmm. So what we do is a little bit different. We propose to personalize your crypto exposure in different baskets of cryptocurrencies. So our clients own a basket of tokens that we are monitoring on their behalf across multiple blockchains.
All right. So we know investors want less complicated access to crypto markets. They want flexible deposits, intelligent risk management, and personalized investments as well. So you say you are going to personalize crypto exposure for your clients. But what will they actually own in these baskets of cryptocurrencies? Jeff?
Yeah. So basically, what they will own is some tokens that we have targeted and assessed prior to invest in. And we do all the assessment. We check that all the smart contracts and underlying protocol are safe, that we have a good hygiene prior to invest in that. So we bring really all our expertise into the IT, cybersecurity, and all our what we have learned in the corporate investment banking space. We translate that into, I would say, a risk management approach.
Okay, help us understand. When you buy an ETF, you can't withdraw bits and pieces of that ETF out. When you speak of a basket of tokens, I think what comes to mind is, can I transfer part of that out to a cold wallet?
We do that, in fact, on your behalf. We do all the security to make sure that all the tokens are not subject to any vulnerabilities. And in fact, Michelle, that's why we started Trade Together. We have so many friends in our network who downloaded 1, 2, 3 digital wallets like 1.5 years, 2 years ago, and they start to be tired. There is a sort of fatigue. So we are here really to monitor all those tokens on their behalf based on 3 funds that we have opened and that are MIS exempted. and we do the rest on their behalf.
All right, let's talk about that exemption that you received a couple of days back. What approvals from MES have you received? Can you share more with us?
Of course. So we received an exemption from the MIS under the Securities Future Act. So we are not under the Payment Services Act, which is the umbrella in which all the crypto exchanges are, because we don't offer you to buy, sell cryptos. Really, what do? Is we really guide you. So that's why we are more a digital asset manager. That's really what we do. We help you to invest in some blockchain, interesting blockchain and underlying projects that we think have lots of good virtue and profitable on the long run. That's what we do.
I'm sure some listeners are wondering, can I get on board? So who are you looking to target?
So what we are targeting is high net worth individual and institution. And of course, on the long run, we would like to open our service to retail investors. But for now, we are just open for high net worth individual and institution.
Got it. And when it comes to risk management, are you looking at a minimum amount that people need to leave with you for a specific period of time?
So we generally propose a minimum amount of 20,000 Singapore dollars for our clients. Of course, we can also waive if some wants to invest a little bit less, so long as they respond to the criteria of being a high net worth individual or institution. And the minimum amount needed will be lower the day we can serve retail investors, of course.
Jordan, let's get you in the conversation. Tell me, Trade Together is not an exchange. So what exactly are your services and who are you targeting?
So we're targeting users who are far too occupied with their day jobs to follow cryptocurrency trends. As we all know, it's a market that operates 24 hours a day. And there's a lot of technical complexities just to set up an investment. So that's definitely our user target.
Yeah, definitely. And so, for example, how are you doing over the weekend?
Very busy. What Jeff and I were doing over the weekend was responding to the latest movements in the direction of Bitcoin, as well as some of the events that occurred both in centralized and decentralized exchanges.
Jeff, can you help me understand how Trade Together is going to cope with the volatility in crypto markets like we've seen over the weekend, described as crypto carnage?
Yes, of course. So last week, we saw a minus 30% with the Bitcoin. There was a bit of recovery. We can also observe that 400,000 of long trader investors have been liquidated because they were borrowing some money, and unfortunately, it went bad for them. So on our side, thanks to our diversification, not only into the top 10 cryptocurrencies, but also in the DeFi and also some other projects, linked to the metaverse or play-to-earn project.
You have some stable coins as well?
Of course, mm-hmm. To secure the yield of our customers. We managed to remain profitable last week. So that's, I think, the beauty of our strategy.
That's good to hear. Jordan, take us back to your own experience in the digital asset space, yours and Jeff's, which started, 2013?
Of course. Well, in 2013, it was fairly basic. It was really more on understanding what Bitcoin was, configuring digital wallets, and a little bit of mining. It was more an academic exercise than anything. But blockchain technology and its utility has improved by leaps and bounds. And today, as Jeff had mentioned, we have NFTs, we have DAOs, and we have DeFi gaming, all of which are really, really promising technologies and very much applicable in today's post-pandemic world.
And tell me a little bit about how your own experiences led to the creation of this business, Jordan.
Well, we found it really, really difficult to set up the investments, right? The blockchains aren't always compatible with each other. There's so much technical configuration required. We saw this as an opportunity, and that was really how Trade Together was born.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on the metaverse's development and opportunities for wealth managers like yourself?
I think, my dear Michelle, we will need 4 hours to discuss about that. But if you take, for instance, the recent move from Adidas, Nike, putting some virtual headquarters into the metaverse, I think we're going to see lots of initiatives like that. What I think is fascinating, if you take, for instance, some projects such as Axie, you realize that those ladies and gentlemen bring a sort of revolution in this space because they propose basically to lots of people across the world to have their own characters and to play into some virtual environment, but to keep those characters to play into different environments across their universe. And I think we're going to see lots of new projects, brand new economies coming from that. And for us as investors and a digital asset manager, it's of course a fantastic opportunity. That's a revolution, yeah.
Well, thank you for that primer. Not easy to do, Jeff. Now tell me, when you first encountered the blockchain products, did you come from a risk perspective?
Yes, of course. That's really the basic of our approach. The first thing that we do with Jordan whenever we assess a new blockchain is to look at the protocol, to understand who's the team behind, what type of approach have they taken, do they have a sort of hygiene in terms of coding, do they really respect what we call, it's a little bit abrupt, the ISO 27001 protocol, are they SOC 1, SOC 2 audited? So we really do the homework, like we do, like we say on our site. I think Jordan has assessed 20 blockchain just for last month. And that's really why we are here, Michel, is because all our friends and networks, they don't have the time to do that. And whenever you invest into such projects, you really have to do your homework first. You really have to even get some insurance to make sure that you are not subject to any vulnerabilities. And that's what we do, in fact.
Does this mean the Trade Together portfolios are adjusted frequently?
Yes, it may be adjusted frequently. It's more that we give a note for each of the blockchain and underlying projects in which we invest. And then if we have the sentiment that something goes wrong, we may potentially change. So let me just give you one example. You take Ethereum. Ethereum is a fantastic blockchain. We all know that. And there are so many projects that are running under this protocol, from NFTs to gaming. But at the same time, we all know also that the gas fees are super expensive. We know that they are working on that to bring down the ratio. But for us, we also pay attention to this because it impacts also the management fees. We want to operate into something more approachable from a gas fees perspective, I would say. It's not only about vulnerabilities and compromission. It's also about how easy it is to operate in such blockchain.
Jordan, can you help us understand what do you think is required for digital asset investing to grow here in Singapore? What are your thoughts?
Well, I personally believe that the cornerstone would be strong foundations in awareness, continuous education, and discipline. There's just too many perils in DeFi investment. It's an emerging technology. So for it to actually grow in Singapore, we definitely need all of those.
So we need continuous education. And, you know, you're a startup and we know that regulators are always looking for new ways to protect the interests of consumers. How do you think Singapore is doing in that regard, walking the line between enabling the flourishing of innovative new ideas and protecting investors?
We are of the view in general, Michel, that Singapore offers all the conditions for digital asset managers and crypto players like us to grow, to mature, and to provide better financial solutions to staff clients, because that's really why we are doing this also. So I think Singapore, the MIS, are really doing a great job. And I also think Singapore FinTech Association and related associations.
So I understand you're looking to release a mobile app and then looking to expand regionally and then to Europe in 2022. I think that's interesting. I was reading that wealth managers, when it comes to wealth management in Europe, at least the bulk of the population have access to at least one mobile app. So when it comes to your mobile app, when can we expect to see that out?
Of course. So we expect to roll out the mobile app beginning quarter one, I think end of Jan 2022. And then I think this will be our first success for 2022. And of course, Michel, we are definitely projecting to set up, to get the license, potentially to have an exemption, but I think it will be more a license in Europe and to offer the same type of services.
Okay, so we know India has moved to ban cryptocurrencies. Meanwhile, you know, Singapore talking about a global crypto hub or its aspirations in that regard. So when you talk about regional expansion, what are your thoughts on Asia and where it stands with regards to digital assets?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Michel. It is true that there are various opinions around cryptocurrency, how it will affect, is it positive? I think we are really following this closely. We understand that in Indonesia, there are lots of debates, so we are looking at it. But otherwise, Thailand, we think, is a crypto-friendly country. We are thinking potentially to Hong Kong, of course, Vietnam, and why not Australia, of course.
All right. Before we let you go, we're all about education on this show for investors. And you mentioned the word DAO, Jordan. What can you tell us? What do we need to know about the next big trend in crypto as it's been coined, the DAO?
Well, the decentralized organization, it really is a way of having the investors make the decisions rather than companies themselves. DAO is definitely a new concept, very, very big in the crypto world. We are actually monitoring it. It's not really part of what we do at the moment, but we're definitely watching it close.
Not what you offer, but you're starting to take notice as an investor as well. All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us and helping us understand what Trade Together offers investors. Jeff Ira is CEO, Jordan Koh, Chief Strategy Officer at Trade Together. Thank you both.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.